Action Voice News, your global link.
Three die, 11 sustained serious injuries in road traffic accident. UPND aspiring parliamentary candidate defends party's low-key campaign approach. And Tunisians protest against undocumented sub-Saharan African migrants. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Three people have died while 11 others sustained serious injuries in separate road traffic accidents recorded across Lusaka and Chilanga districts on Saturday, June 6, 2026. Among the fatalities, 7 sustained slight injuries while 3 pedestrians died in separate incidents, including 2 unidentified males involved in hit-and-run accidents. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the first victim, a pedestrian aged between 25 and 30 years, was hit by an unknown motor vehicle along Kafua Road near the water treatment plant in Mapepe area in Chilanga district around 0430 hours. Mr. Chilabi said the driver failed to stop and fled the scene. The victim was later pronounced dead upon arrival at a health facility. He said the second victim, a pedo cyclist aged between 30 and 35 years, was hit from behind by a suspected truck along Chifuma Road in Sinoma area around 1930 hours. The driver also failed to stop and fled the scene. The victim was pronounced dead upon arrival at a health facility. Mr. Chilabi added that the third fatality involved a 15-year-old male juvenile identified as Lavmo Mwanza of Chaisa compound. He explained that the accident occurred around 1930 hours near Mandevule by bus stop off Great North Road, when a motor vehicle being towed became detached from the towing vehicle, registration number BAH2608, veered off the road and hit pedestrians who were seated at a makeshift shelter. The victim was pronounced dead upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. Mr. Chilabi further added that 3 pedestrians from the same incident sustained serious injuries and were admitted to Matero Level 1 Hospital. Investigations into all reported accidents have been instituted. The Zambia Police Service is also making efforts to identify and apprehend drivers involved in the hit-and-run incident, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RSM News in Lusaka today.
The Zambia Police Service confirms that 3 people died while 11 sustained serious injuries and 7 sustained slight injuries in separate road traffic accidents recorded across Lusaka and Chilanga districts on Saturday, June 6, 2026. Among the fatalities were 3 pedestrians who died in separate incidents, including 2 unidentified males involved in hit-and-run accidents. Investigations into all reported accidents have been instituted.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has urged political parties contesting for the 2026 general elections to come up with substantial and clear plans on education beyond 2026. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says while the country is doing well on promoting access to primary and secondary education, the quality across all levels remains substandard. Dr. Chansa stressed that with the introduction of a competence-based curriculum, the administration that will win the election will have to invest heavily in teaching, learning materials and equipment. He said most learners in primary schools are not literate and numeracy levels are among the lowest in Africa. Dr. Chansa expressed concern over the teacher-pupil ratio that is currently exceeding the normal of a teacher to 45 learners, as in some cases across the country, classes have more than 100 learners. Most schools lack science laboratories, new textbooks, musical instruments, agricultural equipment, computers, internet, and workshops for practical skills, said Dr. Chansa in a statement issued to RSM News in Osaka today. Dr. Chansa questioned how competing political parties will upgrade salary scales of teachers who have waited for years. He further called on political leaders to put in place measures that will provide a reformed agenda for education in the country.
But we are also aware that the quality of education in this country is very poor. We have more than 90% learning poverty. Our learners, especially those that are in primary schools, are not reading and writing. A lot of our schools are not able to implement the new curriculum, which is competence-based. Very few have equipment, laboratories, computers, internet, and other necessities that are important.
United Party for National Development, UPND, aspiring Chilanga North parliamentary candidate Sipho Lazo has dismissed claims that the ruling party has not yet intensified its campaign activities ahead of the August 13 general election, saying the current approach is part of a deliberate and well-structured strategy. Mr. Lazo says while some observers may perceive a lack of visible campaign momentum, the UPND is actively implementing a coordinated plan that will become more apparent as the election period progresses. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Lazo, who is also former Chilanga Member of Parliament, said the party is currently focused on strengthening and organizing its structures in preparation for the official campaign rollout, which explains the absence of high-energy campaign activities at this stage. Political environment has changed significantly and campaign methods used in previous elections may not apply to the 2026 general election, said Mr. Lazo. He further emphasized that with several weeks remaining before polling day, political parties still have adequate time to engage voters and communicate their policies and messages across the country. Mr. Lazo expressed confidence in the UPND's preparations, stating that the party believes its campaign strategy will resonate with voters once fully implemented. He has expressed confidence that as the election date draws closer, the party's campaign activities will intensify and demonstrate the level of preparedness that has gone into electoral strategy. Hope Mission Zambia founder and visionary Gareth Hayes has proposed a development model that links health sector donations to education support for vulnerable children through the organization's collaboration with the Ministry of Health. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hayes said the initiative aims to ensure that investments in community health programs also contribute to education opportunities for street-connected and disadvantaged children to reduce vulnerability. He called on relevant government stakeholders to establish a coordinated system that will allow improvements in health services to translate into support for skills and tertiary education empowerment programs. Mr. Hayes said this approach will strengthen collaboration among ministries and communities, realize an investment of returns, and will help address challenges of street children and junkies within the Zambian community. When we improve health in a community, we must also improve learning. These two sectors cannot operate in isolation if we want lasting development and investment of great hope for children, said Mr. Hayes.
The big one that we are hoping to receive, because you know there's about 30,000 street children in Zambia, give or take. That's a lot of children. So how do we reach these kids? How do we make an impression in their life? And I believe through this, through the medical equipment, there's a huge part of health.
In African news, protesters gathered on Saturday at midday outside the headquarters of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.